Well, also in the news this week, the question of resistance to antibiotics is barely ever out of the headlines. We see news stories about this bacterium becoming resistant to this commonly used antibiotic and that one all the time. And so you might think, and many people do think, that antibiotic resistance is a fairly recent phenomenon. Actually, that's definitely not true, and there's a wonderful paper in the journal Nature this week to prove it. Vanessa da Costa and her colleagues went to a place called Dawson City, this is in Yukon, and they drilled down 6 metres underground, and they extracted core sediments from this permafrost that they were drilling into, and they used carbon dating to prove that it was at least 30,000 years old. And then they started amplifying or analysing the DNA, which was in those old samples. They could clone out DNA from old trees. They cloned DNA from bison, even mammoths. And so then they started looking at bacteria, and specifically they were looking at genes from bacteria which we know are linked to resistance to antibiotics. And out of this 30,000-year-old sediment came the genes which enable bacteria to break down vancomycin, one of our last-ditch antibiotics we're using today. It kills MRSA, for example. Also, TET-M, that's a gene which breaks down the tetracycline family of antibiotics. They found that too. And they also found beta-lactamases, drugs that break down penicillin. And to prove that these genes they were finding actually worked, they cloned the vancomycin resistance gene into E. coli, a culture growing in the laboratory, and they were able to demonstrate that this ancient 30,000-year-old gene sequence had activity that would be capable of breaking down this antibiotic today. And they also compared the crystal structure of the antibiotic resistance protein with the one that's used by bacteria today, and they were almost a direct match. There were a few minor changes, but they were almost spot on. So what they say in their paper is, and I'll quote from their Nature article, "This work firmly establishes that antibiotic resistance genes predate our use of antibiotics, and it offers the first direct evidence that antibiotic resistance is an ancient, naturally occurring phenomenon that is very widespread in the environment." And the reason that this is happening is because, at the end of the day, the drugs that we use as antibiotics, we just nicked the idea from nature in the first place.
So is this actually quite hopeful? Because if we could come up with an antibiotic which nature hadn't thought of, then nature wouldn't already have the resistant genes there, so it'd take much longer to develop resistance to it.
It's a good thought, Dave, but unfortunately nature has something like 3 billion years of head start over us, so I think it's a tall order, unfortunately.